Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you. Thank you all for joining in on tonight on this holiday. This has been a 3-day weekend. For some, it was a 4-day weekend. But we would like to say thank you so much for taking out the time on this Monday night, the first Monday of the month, to tune in and be with us on this holiday. I am so excited about what God is doing in the land and the church and in his people. I'm your host on the night. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Our guest speaker is Dr. Serena Wright, which will be with us momentarily. But until then, I just want to talk to you all a little bit before we go into prayer. I'm just excited about what God is doing in the land, because in the land, God is putting out a holler, a yearning, and a want for his spirit. Since his people who are called by his name is humbling themselves to pray that God will hear them, because as of this week just passed and weekend, I've been hearing that when there is a sound that's made, there's certain type of sound from God's people, God answers. Because when God moves, he moves because of a sound. And the people are beginning to touch and agree, and they are beginning to make a sound where they're becoming unified to acknowledge the one and only true God. God is a spirit. God is the Most High. God is all that we need, because after all and everything else have been tried, we know that God is the only answer. I'm excited about what God is doing in the land, because every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that the Lord is King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, they will come back. They will acknowledge. God desires that all are saved, that all come to repentance. And with that being said, we are going to just open up our Bibles. We're going to go get our pens and paper and pencils and pads so that we can write down key scriptures, that we can write down key notes, key statements that will help us throughout this Christian walk that we're walking in, because God said that he will forgive our sins. That's what he said, once we repent. And when we repent, we must repent and not go back to the same old. I didn't say that we won't stumble and we won't fall, but our desire is not to go back, to stay before God, to stay in his presence, that we desire to just keep God first, keep God only, and keep God up high. I just want you all to know that I'm asking you all right now to just touch and agree with me, because I know the woman of God has a word in her mouth. I don't know what she's going to speak on, but I do know that she's going to speak what God has given her. Not only is she going to speak what God has given her, she's going to show us what we can go and see it for ourselves, so that we don't have to assume what she's saying is true, because God is real, and God is doing a new thing in the land. I just want you all to know, get ready, get ready, get ready, because on tonight there will be freedom, there will be liberty, and there will be truth released in you, released over you, and released on you, and released all around about you. So let's go into prayer, you all. Let's touch and agree. Father God, we just humble ourselves right now. We come before you asking you to forgive us, oh God, asking you to take everything in us that's not like you, God. Take it out of us, oh God. We're asking you to wash us from inside and out. God, we're asking you to just let your love and let your word abide in us. We're asking you, oh God, to be our Lord and our Savior. We're asking you to just keep doing what you're doing in me. Keep doing what you're doing in the land. God, there is a hunger like none before. God, there's a want like never before. God, there's a need like never before. God, I want you. I need you. And, God, I'm just coming to you before you openly, honestly, and humbly. God, we're asking you to touch the land, God. We're inviting you back into our lives. We're inviting you back into our prayer life. We're inviting you back into the land, God. We're inviting you back into our homes. God, we're asking you to just come stay with us. God, deliver our mindset. Deliver us the tongue that speak these things as though they were. God, deliver our heart. Deliver our reception. God, deliver our sense ability. God, we deliver our common sense. God, we're just asking you to just have your way in our lives. Have your way on this earth, God. You said we have not because we ask not. And God, we're asking you right now for true deliverance. God, we're asking you for a true breakthrough. God, we're asking you for a true stability. God, we're asking you to just be God in our lives, God. We're asking you to put your word so down deep inside of us that when we walk, instead of our shoes squeaking, our shoes will just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, with every step we take. God, we just ask you to saturate us, God. We just ask you that when we speak and we say hello, God, put it down in us that when people look at us, they see that that's God that said, I see you on this morning, and I'm here. All you have to do is just ask me. God, pour on us what we need in this day and time. God, pour on America what they need in this day and this time. God, pour on the world what they need in this day and this time. God, expose everything that's not like you. Dispose and expose everything that needs to be exposed and disposed. God, I heard on today, sometimes it takes a wicked leader to guide people from wickedness. It takes a wicked leader to deliver the wickedness in the world. God, I thank you for reading your word on today. I thank you for the things you shared with me on today. God, I thank you for the dreams you've given me, God, where you have come into my life, God, to just show me that you're still God. As it was said by Apostle Elect, I am who you said I am because you are who you said you are. God, I thank you for being God. And when all is left to say and be done, God, I say, have your way. Let us decrease that you may increase. God, for you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray these things that it be so as so it is. I just want to say amen. Let the church and the saints and the body of Christ say amen, amen, amen. I'm going to check at this time to see if the woman of God is on the line and if she's ready to let us know. Woman of God, are you on the line, Dr. Wright? Okay, I don't hear anything from her. We're going to continue on to just wait for the woman of God to come through. She texted me and said she'll be ready and she'll be live in 5 minutes. So just know, you all, get ready. Get ready to just let God have his way. Just open up at this time. Take this time while I'm talking and you're listening to just get before God. Whether you're looking and listening to this live or you're going to look and listen to this on Facebook and Blog Talk in the archives, just know that God is still God. God is still able. God has given us time to get this thing right. God has given us time to seek him while we may find him. God has given us time while it's still daylight. Just know that God is God and God alone. God is God all by himself. God has never stopped being God. And I just want to say over and over and over, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you how your word gives us life. I thank you how your word gives us understanding. I thank you how your word tells us if we lack wisdom or understanding, we could ask for it. God, I'm just asking you right now for myself and everyone that's listening and watching to give us wisdom and understanding of how much you love us, how much you care about us. how much you have done for us and how much you're doing for us. God, that I just ask you right now to have your way. Have your way on this line, God. We block up the enemy. We touch it and agree to pray that we block the enemy for not allowing, trying to not allow your word to come through, whether it's blog talk, Facebook, or both. I'm just so excited. I'm ready to hand it over to the woman of God, Dr. Wright. You say you're on another phone. What's the number? So we'll make sure we open up the line. Text me the number so that I can let the apostle know that she can just open up the line, because we don't want to let the enemy have any excuse. We don't want to give him room. We know the word of God says sin lies at the door. We want to make sure it ain't on the phone lines and on the Wi-Fi lines too. What is the number you're calling from? It's an old number, same number. Are you available? Are you on Blog Talk right now, woman of God? So I don't have a notice saying she's live on Facebook yet, but she's texting me saying, so it's our same number. Apostle Elect, can you open up her number so that we can hear from the woman of God? So can anyone hear me to make sure that my phone hasn't dropped? Because we know that the enemy won't keep us from hearing what the word of God has for us on tonight. Is anyone able to hear me? Please say something on Blog Talk. Apostle Elect, are you able to hear me? I don't know if they can hear me because I can't hear anyone saying anything. I'm waiting. Dr. Wright, I can't hear you. I don't know. Can you hear me? You can't hear me either. Okay. What is she saying? I can. You can hear me. Okay. I can't hear you, Dr. Wright. At all, and I don't see you on Facebook Live either. So we're just going to, I can hear, thank you, Minister Margot. Thank you for letting me know you can hear me. I can't hear anyone, and we're just going to pray that the enemy release the lines right now in Jesus' name. You will not have victory over this ministry. God's word will come through. Dr. Wright, I'm going to send you my number if you don't have it, and you can call me straight through, and we'll just have to hear it by the blog talk. I'll just have to miss Facebook Live, but we're not going to allow. We're not going to allow the enemy to have victory on tonight. This is God's night. Apostle Elect, I asked her to open your line. She said, can Cecilia open my phone? Because she's on. I'm sure the lines are unmuted because I don't know if they can hear. I can't hear them. So we know that the enemy tries to get in the way. But Dr. Wright, if you will call me, I will make sure Blog Talk can hear you through my landline. So I text you my number. So just call me from that number, because God will have his way on tonight. We know that. I heard this song that really sent me in on today. That is excess love. The words are saying, God, you love me too much. Oh, could you imagine that God loves us like that? But at the same sense, we have to be mindful and know the enemy hates us like that. God is so good that even through this right here, God will get the victory. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, people. Let's pray. Let's pray, because we know things happen when we pray. We're going to pray. God will have his way, and he will get the victory on tonight. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. You are an awesome God. You are the only God. No other God will have their way, because there is no other God that can stand with you, stand before you, stand on the side of you. There's no other God to compare. All other gods are gods made up. But God, we know that there's evidence of who you are. Just look at me. If you didn't know that God was God, just look at me. When you look in the mirror, say the same thing. If you didn't know that God was really God, just look at me. Think of all the things you have put out before him. Think of all the things you have asked him for. Think of all the things you have needed and didn't even put it out there, but God made sure you had it. Oh, yes, God is able. God is able. Dr. Wright, I can't hear you at all on Blog Talk. I can't hear you. I'm just trusting God that his word will saturate this airwaves. I thank God for what he's doing. Yes. God is awesome. God is an awesome God. God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Hold on, people. Hello? Yes. Dr. Wright, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hand it over to you, and I'm going to hold my phone up so that you can minister to us, and Blog Talk will hear you. Go ahead, Dr. Wright, is in your hands.
Listen, let me tell you all something. God is on the throne. We have nothing to worry about. We have no reason to be overly concerned. We just continue to walk in our authority, continue to declare the word of the Lord, and we know that all is well. I can't even begin to describe to you. It's almost, you know how some things are just a dead giveaway. I'm going to leave that right there. But how many of us know that God is always who he said he was, and he's going to continue to be that, and we love him for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are just doing some adjusting because adjustments need to be made. But we are those people that are flexible. We are ready to jump in and let God be established in and through us, that we don't just overcome. We don't just conquer. We more than conquer. And so we look at these things and we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In all things, we give thanks. If you faint in the day of adversity, then the Bible just kind of gently says your faith is small. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we are those that are pressed in. We are those that are pressing through. We do want to share with you what the Lord has given us today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We are just looking for... We are on, I tell you the truth, but let me tell you, it's going to be worth the wait. That's all I can say. If you wait, you're going to be glad you did. If you wait, you're going to be glad you did. has been talking to us about the season of recovery. He has declared that this is a time for not only North America, but for the globe to recover. This is a time for us to break forth and to break out, for us to rise up and show up as people of faith, for us to be those people that he always known us to be. And so this is just that time. And so in the scripture, the Pharisees were talking to Jesus, and they were telling him all they knew. And he said, you know all of that, but you can't discern the sign of the times, because you don't want to miss your window. And I know that people may be listening, and people may be going through things that have never faced the earth before. They are facing losses and devastation. And I want you to know, sis, I want you to know, man of God, that God is not ignorant, is not overlooking the infirmities that you experience. Infirmities, I mean those things that have failed you, the places you've been hurt, the season you may be in of grieving, the place where your body may need to be restored. God's not overlooking that. He is touched, hallelujah, by the feelings associated with your infirmity. But he is the exact same God that will sow a seed of hope and hopefulness into your heart in the middle of what is one of the most challenging days, in the middle of what is one of the most challenging seasons, in the middle of what one of the most challenging experiences that you have experienced so far. So we don't want anything that we say to give us the impression that God is not touched with the feelings of our infirmity, with those things that we've experienced on the earth. He's touched by them. He's sensitive to those. He advocates for us when we are in the middle of our distresses. He loves us. He's called us. He comforts us. He loves us. He guides us. He teaches us. He restores us. He encourages us. My goodness. Oh, yes. He strengthens us.
Yes.
Yes, 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 because
yes.
He is just that God. He is the God that heals, and we just send the miracle word of healing all around North America,
yes,
and then to ricochet and go all around the globe, the word of healing. For we serve,
yes,
the only God that does miracles. We send the miracle word of healing. Hallelujah, glory to God. We send it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have received it. We release it. We release the miracle word of healing. They go and wreck ICUs.
Yes, yes, yes.
That the people that are ICUs, that they receive the miracle word of healing and manifest it now in the name of Jesus. We send it, for we have been authorized. We have been deputized by the only God that does miracles.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we just thank him. And we glorify him. And we magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is exactly the season that God said it was. It's the season for recovery. And we have been speaking on and releasing and imparting and receiving the season of recovery. Hallelujah. We have been speaking and receiving it and releasing it, the season of recovery in the name of Jesus, because that's exactly what this is. Anything that you've lost, then God said you're going to recover. Oh, don't think about it in terms of getting back exactly what you had, but you're going to cover back what you had and more. This is the season for it in relationships, in families, in conversations, in careers. This is the season of recovery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you would just bear with me, my God in heaven, if you would just bear with me, God has been having us to share on the season of recovery. This is the season where you get instructions on how to build a business better than the one you had before. This is the season where you get, when you learn how to create a financial legacy larger than the one you had before. This is the season where God shows you how to get more property, somebody say, than you had before. This is the season for recovery. There have been so many family that have been financially devastated, emotionally devastated, psychologically devastated, emotionally devastated, positionally devastated. We're looking at homelessness. We're looking at joblessness. We're looking at lesslessness like we've never seen it before. But don't you know God will break in and begin to talk to us about the season of recovery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just stay with the Holy Ghost. I promise you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to his name. God, we thank you. My. So we have been sharing what God has told us about recovering. And do you know that in that, God has been giving instructions and talking to us about how we respond to things, and that the biggest issue is not what happened to us, but how we responded to it. And God has begun to call us to a new level of responsibility and call us to big girls and to big boyness and to tell us that he is there with us and that he loves us and that he is the God that restores. He doesn't play games. And he was giving us instructions. And then the next time we shared, God began to tell us that we got to recover. You got to just dig in and make this thing happen. I know you hurt. I know you upset. I know it was your best girlfriend, not just your best friend. That was your double best friend that did the lowdown thing to you. But God is still trying to tell you, you have to recover. You're going to have to get over it. I know he's got children by your sister, but you've got to recover. You have got to get over that, sis. You've got to get over that, bruh. I know that they talked about you at that church where you prayed for their grandparents and you prayed for their tadpoles until they became frogs, and you prayed for their caterpillars until they became butterflies, and those are the very people that turned their back on you. But God began to tell us, you've got to recover. Industries are waiting on you. Politicians, the political arena is counting on you. The financial recovery is sitting in your belly. Healthcare depending on you. My God, educational system renovation is sitting on the creativity that's down on the inside of you. You have to recover. That was the second time. And so I've just been studying and meditating and singing and worshiping and loving God and declaring my recovery. And everything I can do, I've been having recovery conversations, and I've been went and had a recovery cup of coffee, and because I'm locked and loaded, because God has said this is the season of recovery. Hallelujah, glory to God. That means you might have to go and look at the unemployment letter and say recovery. You might have to look at your wallet and declare recovery. You might have to look at your foreclosure notice and all your belongings sitting on the sidewalk and declare recovery. You might have to look at a divorce decree and say recovery. You may be looking at devastation and disappointment, but I'm telling you, God has called us to recovery. Hallelujah. He's not waiting until things turn, because the kingdom is a faith place. It's where we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are now, so I told you, God has told us. He said, listen, the biggest part about this, listen, I'm about to welcome the Facebook family. I'm about to welcome the Facebook family and just have them come on and join our celebration. We are doing nothing but praising the Lord around here, because it's a season of recovery. And I know I'm not insensitive. I haven't lost my empathy. I do understand that people are facing devastating losses and they're facing joblessness and homelessness. They're facing circumstances they never thought they'd see. I haven't lost my empathy. I haven't become so heavily bound. I know earthly good. I just want you to know it's a season of recovery. You can go ahead and get your excitement going. You can go ahead, Sister Debbie, because you're going to get back that and some, because that's just the season it's in. It may not even be something you want. to your recovery. If you continue to lose, use, counter-stop the in order to recover. Number one, he said you've got to shift your perspective. Number two, you've got to know that he's with you. Do you know that times can be so difficult that you feel not only alone by yourself from people, but do you know you can feel a distance from God? You say, God, what happened? You know, I didn't even know this was coming. How could this have come up on me? But he's always there. He's always there to provide a way for you to escape that you might be able to bear it. He's always with you, woman of God. He's always with you. There is somebody listening, and God is speaking to your heart right now.
Yes.
And he's telling you, tell your heart, my God is still with me.
Yes.
He said you've got to shift your perspective, and you've got to know I'm with you. I'm with you when it's difficult. I'm with you when it's easy. I'm with you when they're saying Hosanna. I'm with you when they're saying crucify him. I am with you. I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. Your fellowship with me is the most important part of my day. God is with you, daughter. God is with you, son. It's the love of God that compels us. It's the love of God that comforts us. It's the love of God that draws us. And God wants you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt, God is before. God, we are decided to reject those things that seek to fill our hearts with sorrow. And we will be those that will walk in a faith that believes better is ahead. There is a better house. There is more joy. There are more memories to be established. There are other relationships that will add to the history of wonderful relationships we've had. We will decide that to believe that better is ahead. We thank you, Father, for the strategy of recovery. God, it's just our perspective that's shifting. It's us believing that you're with us. It's us knowing that we can't go on heavy laden and burning down with sorrow. So we're believing that better is ahead. We are your people. We are faith people, and we make declarations as our supplications. We are before you, God, like never before. We have received, and we will release into the earth the strategy to recover so that you and you alone will be glorified as we continue to advance your kingdom and your word. We will give you forever glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. It's back to you. God, I thank you. I told you if y'all just wait. I told you if you hold on, the woman of God will be speaking life in you, over you, around you, and about you. I thank God that even though the enemy tried, but God said we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, I thank you all for joining in. I don't know if the lines are open now. I'll try to check. Apostle Elect, are the lines open that people will be able to speak to encourage the woman of God? Okay, I'm not for sure what's going on, but a woman of God, I'm just going to tell you, I was I can't even get it out because I was just so excited about the word on tonight. The word was everything that God put in my spirit that it would be. I thank you for the boldness. I thank you for the authority. I thank you for even calling my line that we would just be able to hook it up another way because we know that God's word is life, and that's what this world needs. Need to hear that God says you've got to be ready. Get past whatever state you are in because God is able to be God, that he's preparing us. I just thank God for everything you said on tonight. Shift your perspectives. You got to know. And that let us know that God has always been with us. No matter what we think, no matter how it looks, sound, or smell, or taste, but we just know that we're going to taste the victory if we just stay before God and focus on him and just keep speaking what God has said. I just want to tell you, thank you for that. Thank you. I don't know if Apostle Elect can say anything. I don't know, but I just want to say I'm going to open the lines up again to see if anybody's able to say something to you at this time. The lines are open, people. You can speak up if the lines would allow you. We do know that every time the enemy knows a strong word is coming, he tries to get in the line. But God said that his word will go out. It will be heard in all the lands. It's nothing he can do. We may can't hear to respond back, but we could hear what God has to say on tonight. So, woman of God, I want to know, do you have any cheap plugs that you would like to give us, like when the book is coming out? Or whatever else you have.
Woman of God, not tonight. Thank you so much. We'll do some more of that on our next opportunity. Not tonight. God bless you.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the final remarks. And once I give that, I'm going to let you pray us out. As you know, this Dr. Serena Wright night, it's the first Monday of every month. She spoke with us on tonight, speaking life into us, over us, about us, and just life, just speaking God's word. She has written a book that's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. If you would like to get in touch with the woman of God concerning her ministry or her book, you can go to her with at her email account is givetoafrica@yahoo.com. That's small letters, G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, @yahoo.com. You can get in touch with her on her Facebook page, one word, capital D, small letter R, capital C, Y-R-E-N-E, Wright, W-R-G-H-T. Her IM is the same as her Facebook. Don't forget, Pastor Troy has worship service on Sundays at 2:30. You can get and his on his live book. I'm sorry, Facebook live cast with Fountains of Living Water. He's been having services at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church at 4344 West Madison Street in Chicago, Illinois 60624. Don't forget our very own missionary Linda Handy has a prayer line. The number with that is 605-313-4818. The number again is 605-313-4818. The code for that number is 647-147. Code number 647-147. That's on Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we also have Dr. Loretta Pickett. She has a daily prayer line. Her motto is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Her time is Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number for that prayer line is 425-437-6341. The number again is 425-436-6341. The code number for that phone number is 660-925. Code number 660-925. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I just want to say to you all, we thank you for joining in on Blog Talk and Facebook Live. Continue to pray for this ministry. Follow our postings on Facebook under my page, Sylvia Kaiser. And when you see that we have a ministry coming up on that night, please pray with us all week long. Not just that night, but even going a little stronger on that night. Pray with us that the enemy is bind up with all his tricks. For the word of God said we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We going to do what we have to do to make sure God's word is preached in all the land. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, know that we love you with the love of the Lord. It's nothing you can do about it. Stay prayerful. Please look, listen for the archives in about an hour to go back over the word to get what you missed from the woman of God. And just pray for the woman of God. Pray for us. And we love you with the love of the Lord. Woman of God, Dr. Wright, will you please pray us out on tonight?
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you so much for not only conquering, but more than conquering in every area of our life. We thank you that you are still the sovereign God. We appreciate you, Father, for being revelatory, for being practical, and for meeting us, God, in the place of our need. We thank you, God, that even as we have received your word, that we have released it as well, God, that it is only a shift in our perspective, understanding that you are always with us, God, not allowing our hearts to become filled with sorrow, and understanding that better is coming, God, that shall lead us to the recovery that you have predestined for us, and we thank you for it, and we give you praise, and we give you glory for it, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.